All right, guys, post-game, live post-game show. Xavier loses on a buzzer beater to Creighton in the semifinals here at the Big East Tournament. I'm with a special guest. He needs no introduction. He's getting in the media game now. He's killing us all on Twitter. We can't outtake him, so we invited him on to just do the post-game show with us. Ed, let's start here. You guys, this team, they looked like a different team this week than I think they had the last few weeks of the season. Were you happy with the way that they fought and played here in New York City?
Oh, definitely. It seems like they're starting to click defensively and offensively. You know, around this time, this is a great time to start clicking. Tough loss right there, you know, post-war game. You know, we had to swallow that one, but I mean, it's a good step moving in for the March Madness.
The first guy, we knew we were going to do this, and the one guy that I kept thinking about talking to you was Quentin Gooden. He got thrust into a tough situation after your knee injury, started playing 40 minutes a game. He clearly wasn't ready for that necessarily, but he's come a long way. And I thought the last two nights we really saw a more mature Quentin Gooden. He's finishing better at the rim. He's making plays for his teammates. What are your thoughts about Quentin Gooden and where he's improved the most since he's taken over the team?
Well, I've always known Quentin could play like this for our practice. It's just he was in a different situation. I can play backup point guard. So for him to be able to come out and step up and start playing 40 minutes after only playing like 10 minutes a game, that's great to be a freshman. And, he started off actually good and started off a little shaky, but it's hard to play 40 minutes every night without being used to it at this college level. So, no, I mean, he's definitely stepping up big time.
Tyreek Jones, another guy. Obviously, he's giving Creighton a lot of problems in both the last two games that they've played against him. What's the key for Tyreek Jones? What gets him going? What has he dealt here as he's improved as the season has gone on?
As the season's going on, I mean, he brings that physicality that we needed, that toughness. Like, when Tyreek comes in, we know he's going to be a dog. He's going to play as hard as he's out there. And, as he's developing, like, throughout the year and maybe throughout his couple years being here, I mean, his couple years going to be here, I mean, he's going to get better offensively. So, I mean, he just brings the toughness that we need.
Looking at what this team has achieved, I mean, you're not with them anymore. You don't have to focus on the one game at a time. So give me your take. What do you think about the tournament for this team? What seed do you think they'll get? And what's your prognostication for how they'll perform in the NCAA tournament?
I mean, seed-wise, I feel like they'll probably be like maybe 6-9 range, honestly. I don't have as much pressure going in there, honestly. So I just feel like they're going to go out there, shoulders not heavy, just be out there, go out there, perform, kind of like 2 years ago when the teams went out there and performed.
Does that type of thing matter to a team? You mentioned the pressure. Does it matter when you know you're supposed to win games versus when you don't? Does it take a little of the edge off?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, because you know, everyone knows, like, you're supposed to win that game. It's like no ifs, ands, or buts. So it's like the target is always on your back. So now the target isn't on our back anymore, per se. So we can just go out there and have fun.
Going back to tonight's game, I thought one of the big keys for Xavier in the first half when they built that lead was Trayvon and JP made shots early. When those guys start making shots, this offense looks completely different. Does it change just the rhythm and the confidence of guys out there when they start making shots, or is it more of a thing of the offense looks good because they're making shots?
When Trey and JP or just in general?
In general, probably, but obviously two guys taking a lot of more jumpers and threes on this team currently.
Yeah, when the guys see the shots go down early on, I mean, it gives everybody more to the game. Especially the guys that have to, their roles are bigger now, so seeing shots go in early on gives definitely a bigger confidence, easier on the offense, and then you just feel like you have more freedom. Instead of you go out there and you miss your first two shots, you're so hesitant to shoot your next shot. When you make your first two, and you're just more laid back with it.
You have, with this team, obviously, when the team started, it seemed a little choppy offensively. Last year, you guys moved the ball so well. At the beginning of this year, there seemed to be not necessarily chemistry issues, but the ball didn't move the same way. Shots weren't falling the same way. It seemed like you were getting to that point before your injury. Then everything changes again. How hard is that for a team when a new piece, even just like from last year to this year, where you don't have a Miles, you don't have a Remy Abel, JP's trying to take on more of a load, Trayvon's taking on a little bit different load, you're taking on a different load, you go from being a freshman where people are saying, does X even have a point guard too?
Yeah.
Now you're one of the top freshmen, or one of the top point guards in the country. How difficult is it to change those roles and you know, lose a guy versus being used to just those steady five starting every single game?
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, especially like in my role, like last year, I didn't really have to necessarily go out there and score a lot all the time. I'm just really had their own team and make plays for guys. But we had Miles, too, also, who can make plays. We had, like, a lot of other guys who can make plays for other people. But this year, we didn't have as many. So, making plays for guys, we kind of relied on me. So, it kind of changed everybody's role. Like, JP had to step up bigger in this role. Like, each guy just had to step up more. And it was an adjusting period for us in the beginning of the year. I mean, we all just had to figure out what was best for the team.
Did you feel like this team now is starting to find that same type of rhythm, starting to find a little bit more comfortable with each other now that they're getting used to you not playing with you?
Yeah, definitely. It's like finding roles again. Like, we were finding our roles when I was there, and now everyone's really kind of finding their roles. And that's when their roles are greater, so they're just refining their roles.
Yep. Personally for you, let's get to what everyone wants to hear about. You sent out a tweet that set everyone on fire the other night. I talked about what's coming in, the athletic guards that they're going to have, and all the alley-oops that they might throw. You wanted to know why your name wasn't included in that. I was more than willing. I think you're a capable dunker. I'm more than willing to include you in that list. Okay, so are you telling us you're planning on coming back or what?
I mean, I haven't made my decision, but I mean, I'm technically still on a scholarship for the next 2 years. So I haven't made a decision, so I was wondering why I wasn't included.
Okay, well, that's my bad then. You know what? Next time, I'll include you on all future Xavier lists, because clearly that's still an option. Coming back is still an option for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You had your surgery, a week ago now?
Yeah, a week ago.
How's everything going with that? How do you feel? How'd the surgery go?
The surgery went well. First, like, maybe 2 days of rehab was very hard. Probably the most hardest I've been pushed. But the next day, I've been seeing so much progress. It's been kind of crazy. And that kind of been cheering me up more while I'm in there. So I'm just so happy to go in there to get better and see that I'm getting better as well.
Is the biggest thing just trying to get the flexor back right now?
In my quad, because, like, it's just so gone right now. My quad strength is just trying to fire that back up and get that back where it was, and my flexibility at the same time. And the main thing is to focus on my quad, too.
In terms of your rehab, what's ahead? Do you know, you have kind of like a timeline laid out for you of when you'll be able to, you know, get back to physical activity or anything like that, or is it still kind of see as you go?
It was kind of still see as you go. This week was mostly trying to focus on getting my swelling down and trying to get my flexibility and trying to get my quad a little fired back up this week. But they said after, like, maybe the first 2 or 3 weeks, it'll start ramping up a lot more.
All right. Any questions out there? Do you guys have any questions for Edmund before we get out? Best guest of the year and the Wi-Fi is going out. All right. Apparently, we're still having Wi-Fi issues. I apologize for that.
I'm downloading the one.
Any questions that you guys have? Last night, we had a lot.
I'm taking it at some point.
All right, not much. Let's. Okay, did JP get held after Trayvon's make at the end? You were closer to the court. Did you think JP got held?
See, I was trying to get up, so I didn't quite see it. But I've seen everybody else was upset about it, but I didn't quite see it.
Yeah, I think Coach Mack was mad. I guess they started the clock early.
Oh, that's what happened. I didn't know why he was so upset.
Yeah, I'm assuming what I'm told from Twitter is people said the clock was started early, like 0.7 seconds before you had actually touched the ball and moved it up court. So Coach Mack wanted more time. He felt JP had to rush the shot, I guess. So that's what happened on that last play. You saw, I mean, a big-time shot right there by JP, and then by Trayvon, and then they answered at the other end, just a big time shot. I mean, you have to respect that as a player, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you just can't do nothing about it. I mean, you got to swallow some. That definitely was a tough shot.
All right, you said you wanted to start a podcast now. So, first of all, is that like something you're looking at in the future? You trying to get into the media route a little bit? You have that talent.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just don't have to focus on so much basketball right now, so I have so much like free time on my hand to do like other things. You can see I be on Twitter now a lot more. But yeah, I'm not trying to venture out more, do a couple things that's more out of my comfort zone.
They want to know what your thoughts are on the Big East final tomorrow night. It's going to be Creighton and Villanova. Do you have any thoughts on that one?
Should be a good game, but I think I'm favoring Villanova on this one.
What was that? Oh, that another person asking if you were coming back. Okay, we've already answered that. You can see it on the replay. He says he's on scholarship for 2 more years. So.
No, I was on the Varsity Snapchat, and I did a Q&A, and I got that question like 100 times. I'm like, all right, no more.
Yeah, they get repetitive with them. I always get, what seed is X going to be? That's my question. You know, I'm not quite as important as your knee, but that's the repetitive one.
That's definitely still important.
Like I said, you talked about getting into the media stuff, wanting to do podcasts. Favorite Big East player to play against, first of all? We got another question for you. You have one?
Ever since I met Josh and Jalen down at the camp, we had this little competition thing. So
you like going at them a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. We were talking a lot of smack. I'm a little upset I didn't get the rematch back at Centos.
The fans don't like Butler. They don't like Butler people at all. They don't like Butler fans. Do you feel like that's a big rival? Do you like going and sticking it to Butler, or does that not really register for you as much?
It's kind of fun. They be just so rowdy, and like they kind of blow everything up, like make everything bigger than what it really is. So, man, I guess it's fun.
We've answered that. You'll see it on the replay. How miserable of a person is Rousey of Marquette? Do you guys like Andrew Rousey?
I haven't met him. I don't
know. No issues with him? Him and JP didn't seem like they got along real well.
Really? I don't know. He didn't play last year. He's a freshman, right?
Well, he's a transfer. He transferred. Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't played against him yet.
What's it like playing with JP? Because a lot of people don't seem to like him from opposing teams. You guys seem to love him.
Yeah, it's a love-hate thing. You know, in practice, you're on the opposite team, you hate him. he's just a rowdy guy. You know, he's just going to talk smack once he gets going.
They want to know about the shoulder. We talked about the ACL. How's the shoulder, and what are you dealing with there?
The shoulder's fine right now. Just waiting for everything to heal up in my knee.
All right. Going back to it, though, I keep trying to get this in. You said you wanted to do the podcasting, so are there any topics we haven't hit on that you wanted to bring up yourself? Was there anything you had on mind that you were like, I want to get thoughts out here on this?
Maybe my starting to see my personality a little more on Twitter. That's really the type of guy I am. I'm just quiet, like, more like in public, more places, but I'm just around like the team and stuff. I'm a goofy guy. If you sit and have a conversation with me for a while, you'll figure it out. If we're talking more than just about basketball.
What about the Google Pixel? We're filming this on a Google Pixel. You're a big iPhone guy. Have you messed with a Pixel at all?
No, I haven't. I haven't been hanging with Android or anything for a while.
This is a new take. They want to know if you'll play with Paul Scruggs next year. That's a good way to answer. Ask that, right? That's a journalist move. They're trying to trap you.
We played together in open gym.
What's your thoughts on Paul Scruggs?
I like his game. And Najee too. I think they're coming to make a big impact.
What did they do well? What impressed you about them?
Najee was just like, he was overall just, he did everything well. Played defense, scored, could distribute. And Paul, I mean, his passing skills, his vision was crazy. Quinn's, his vision was crazy too. Like, Quinn's one of the best passers I played with, honestly.
Now, you had to put on, who throws the best oops on X? Come on. Like,
I don't know.
That's got to be you, right?
Throw the best oops. Yeah, I can throw the best oops, but I want to be the...
You want to be the catcher. You like dunking the hoop. Well, you could be better. Jalen's gone, tough, right?
Yeah, but you know, I don't get too many live plays. Maybe it's on you.
This is a great question, actually. What went through your head after you ended Octavius' career with that dunk in the crosstown shootout last year? That's a good question.
It went through my head. Well, I was getting yelled at because I was missing layups, and he said next time I go to the hole, dunk. So that was only going through my head. So when I knew I caught the ball, I'm like, I'm dunking this regardless of who jumps. And he jumped, but he kind of jumped late. So it happened.
They wanted to know which the better dunk was. I think this is an easy question to ask you. What did you guys think of JP's dunk at the end of the Butler game last year after it was totally out of hand? JP came in and tomahawked on him when the game was already over.
First,
Butler. What did I say? Did I say someone wrong?
Yeah,
it was that dunk. Yeah. Did Chris Mack get mad at him for that?
No, I think like he said, like, all right, it was cool. Like, he didn't really like it that much. But he didn't say anything in the locker room. I mean, we all love him.
Oh, this is a good question, too. Your new mentor, Bill Murray, what's your relationship like with Bill Murray? What have you guys been talking about all week?
He was just asking me about things I was doing down here. Yeah, he told me a couple places to go to a museum. I think it's called Frick. Yeah, he actually told me to go to that. I haven't had a chance to go yet, though. I don't know, he's just a cool guy. He's just been chatting with me, trying to keep my spirits up.
What's the best thing about Madison Square Garden?
I honestly like the lighting. Like, you just walk in, it's just like, wow.
Yeah, it's like, Butler kind of does that well, too, where it's really lit on the court, and then immediately it's dark in the stands, right?
Yeah, but this is different here, though.
Oh, yeah. It's a totally different level here.
Play, it's just like, you kind of just want to ramp up how you play. It's just, you, like, the lighting just give you butterflies.
All right, guys, has Edmund actually seen a movie with Bill Murray in it? Have you ever seen any of Bill Murray's movies?
Yeah, I've seen a few of his movies.
Can you name one of them?
Space Jam.
Space Jam. There you go, people. You got any more questions? We'll let Ed get out of here. But if you got one or two more questions, we'll ask it for you guys. Who gets the Knicks locker room? Xavier had it for the first game. I think that changes. They didn't like your Space Jam answer. Space Jam is a classic movie. I think
that was a vital role he played in that movie.
Yeah, it was a vital role.
That's a great answer.
That is a good answer. Anything else not related to Bill Murray that I can only ask Edmund? All right, what's your plans for the tournament, NCAA tournament? What are you going to be doing while watching the games?
While watching?
Yeah, are you going to be here or are you going to be somewhere else?
No, I'm going back to – I'll be back in Cincinnati this week. But
they want to know your best Chris Mack story. You got a good one?
Best Chris Mack story. I'm going to tell a positive one.
Well, I mean, it's the internet. No one ever listens to this stuff. Chris can't find it, so I wouldn't worry about that. He has to worry about it because he's coming back next year.
I don't know. Probably the one when I told him about the Bengals losing last year. He has something to say at practice about it.
And what did he have to say? You run a lot?
He told me he's going to make me run at the practice.
They said, what's the best J.P. McCura story you have? This is the last one. We'll sign off with this.
That's J.P.
Now you got to say whatever just popped into your head.
No, I can't say that. I don't know. Best JP. I would have had one if we were skating together. I really don't know.
No JP stories? You can't share the one that made you laugh just 30 seconds ago? No? Okay. Is that it? You got anything else you want to get off here to the people?
No, I don't have anything.
All right. Edmund Sumner,
yep.
Thank you for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. Guys, thank you. We'll do this again tomorrow, even though Xavier's not playing. We'll talk to you later.